Well, after a day off to rest, Big Rapids was back in action, wrapping up their second-to-last week of the regular season. An annual rival came knocking on their door in their home barn. Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Fongers, coming to you live for another Big Rapids boys basketball game recap as Reed City came into Big Rapids High School looking to exact some revenge after Big Rapids came into Reed City's barn back on January 11th, knocked them off 54-50, and boy, did we have a defensive struggle on our hands. You look at how the game panned out. Reed City, I'll tell you this, in the first half, there was a lid on the bucket for the Coyotes. They only scored 6 points. That's right, 6 points in the first half. They did not get their first field goal of the game until the 12-minute mark. So halfway through the second quarter, they finally got their first field goal of the game, but they only had a pair of free throws and two layups to account for their offense, and Big Rapids roared out to a 28-6 halftime lead. However, we knew Reed City was going to come out guns a-blazing in that second half, and boy, did they ever in the third quarter. They outscored Big Rapids 17-2 in the third to cut the deficit down to a touchdown at 30-23. However, like the first two quarters of the game, in the fourth quarter, Reed City went offensively stagnant once again, only scored 4 points in the fourth quarter compared to 13 for Big Rapids, and the Cardinals would pull away late and notch a 16-point victory, 43-27, to pick up their ninth victory in the last 12 games, improved to 4-3 at home, and sweep the two-game regular season series against the Coyotes as they still have one more matchup coming up, those two annual rivals, to begin districts a week from today. Monday, that is, at Ludington High School. Now, the 27 points given up by Big Rapids marked a new season low. Their previous low that they had given up was 29 back on the 25th of January at Tri-County. So that's a notch on their belt that they can definitely be proud of. Reed City only shot 24% from the field, 12% from three-point range. But the turnovers were another story, 22 for the Coyotes to 19 for Big Rapids. Leading the way for the Cardinals, the only player in double figures was Jake Martinson with 12 points and 9 rebounds. So a rebound shy of a double-double. Sam Alley had 9 points. 4 of them came from the charity stripe. Reed City, their only player in double figures this evening was Peyton Hansen, the sophomore, 13 points, 5 rebounds to boot. Then you had Jackson Price with 7. 3 of them came from the charity stripe, by the way. Peyton Hansen had 2 triples for the Coyotes to lead the way offensively as well. So Big Rapids continues to trend upwards. They're now tied for second in the gold with a 7-4 conference mark. Again, 10-6 overall in the season with 3 games to go this coming week to wrap up the regular season. Reed City drops to 10-7. 7-4 conference play as well. So you now have a tie for second in the conference with Fremont running away with the top spot in the conference for the regular season. But Reed City is trending downward now going into the last week of the regular season. They have now lost 4 in a row on the road, and that was their last road game of the regular season on Friday at Big Rapids. And also, congratulations goes out to head coach Ken Ingles and his group with their 10th victory of the season. It marks now their 11th straight season in which Big Rapids has amassed double-digit victories. Their last time that they did not amass double-digit victories in a regular season was back during the 2007-2008 season, in which they only had 8. And also the Cardinals, one last thing, they guaranteed themselves an above 500 record to finish the regular season. So congratulations to the Cardinals for that as well. Again, a hard-fought victory at 43-27 over Reed City. Big Rapids now will get set for a Monday night game, 3 games in 5 nights. Coming up here to wrap up the regular season for Big Rapids, it begins Monday night against the Newaygo Lions. And the first time those two teams met back at Newaygo, it was an overtime victory for the Lions, 75-68 back on January 4th, right after the new year. So JT Scarpelli and I will have the pregame coverage at 6:45 on WBRN with the tip-off slated for 7 o'clock. So that'll wrap it up from Big Rapids High School. I'm Brian Fonger signing off. Once again, Big Rapids prevails and sweeps the two-game regular season series against the Coyotes, 43-27, and we'll be back in action Monday night back at Big Rapids High School.